The helicopter itself turned into a nasty piece of work, of course, with the Apache. It carries more armament than a Harrier. It's got guns and radars and all the things that can find things and tell you where they are and whether they're hostile or not, and whether they shoot at them or not. It's got identity things such that you can read a tank commander's name off his chest from about a mile and decide whether to shoot him or not. It's a formidable aircraft, and this is an interesting side to procurement. You know, we often get governments accused of not buying the right thing. But when they went in for the Merlin and the Apache, Russian submarines coming out of Murmansk and Russian tanks coming across a German plane, when the Berlin Wall came down, all that need went away. While we were actually designing it and it was ordered, Saddam Hussein was our ally, and Bosnia and Yugoslavia existed as cohesive nations. So everything changed in that time, and the aircraft's come into service now with no clear anti-submarine enemy, although we've got to be capable of doing it because the threat comes from submarines. And the Apache is chasing a lone Taliban with a Kalashnikov, which is quite an expensive way of chasing him.